It's Tuesday, December 10, 2024.
It is very clear that if we don't tackle climate change internationally, these impacts will get worse over our lifetimes.
UK and Ireland hit with deadly, ferocious back-to-back storms. China's electric vehicle boom is eroding global oil demand.
Good.
Plus,
we're going to be ending a lot of the environmental things that were ridiculous.
Time is running out to cash in on Biden's climate law incentives.
Not so good. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I think we talk a lot about the costs of tackling climate change. What we have rarely talked about in the, 16 or so years I've been working is the costs of not tackling climate change.
Well, that's funny. We've been talking about exactly that for at least 6 minutes, at least twice a week for the last 16 years. Hi, this is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, there is so much going on at once, I don't even think I noticed what was going on in the UK.
Yeah, sadly, a massive winter storm slammed into the UK and Ireland over the weekend with hurricane-force winds fueled by record-warm Atlantic Ocean waters. Storm Dara killed at least two, knocked out power to hundreds of thousands amid frigid temperatures, and canceled flights, trains, and a major football event. Just 2 weeks after getting slammed by deadly and destructive Storm Bert. UK climate chief Emma Pinchbeck on Sky News warned that Britain is not moving fast enough to build resilient infrastructure and protect its economy from increasingly frequent extreme storms and intense heat waves.
Emma Pinchbeck?
Yes.
We have to prepare for it. We have to prepare our infrastructure for it. We have to prepare the economy for it. We have to prepare homes for it. We're off track against where we should be.
In other news, OPEC Plus members late last week delayed plans to start boosting their output as the oil cartel, led by Saudi Arabia and Russia, continues to struggle with weak demand growth. Bloomberg News reports part of that is due to electric vehicles, with China's boom in EV ownership seriously eroding demand for imported oil and gas.
Nice.
China's sales of EVs and hybrids have hit a tipping point, now accounting for more than half of retail passenger vehicle sales.
Nice.
The International Energy Agency projects that the global surge in renewable energy and EVs will continue to eat away at global demand for oil. But the agency warns that plastic, which is made from oil, will be the primary driver of oil demand in the near-term future.
The oil companies always win, don't they?
Relatedly, a new comprehensive survey reveals a significant shift in global automotive preferences. Nearly 60% of drivers worldwide say they expect to own an electric vehicle within the next 10 years. China has grabbed more than 75% of the global EV market as of October, according to industry officials, even though Chinese EVs are all but blocked from the U.S.
Man, we are going to screw this up, aren't we?
Here in the U.S., the Department of Energy is racing to move federal funding for clean energy projects out the door before Donald Trump returns to the White House in January when he vows to end the program. The department is hustling to finalize loans from its $400 billion lending program, which has backed projects in every state, including electric car and battery factories across the nation, reopening a shuttered nuclear reactor in Michigan, expanding rooftop solar in Puerto Rico, and more. Years ago, that same loan program helped Elon Musk's Tesla survive a rough patch, but Republicans' Project 2025 has targeted the program for elimination.
Pulling up the ladder.
Finally, if you're thinking of buying an electric car, an energy-saving heat pump, or energy efficiency upgrades that are eligible for federal tax credits and rebates, now is the time, experts say, before the incoming Trump administration rescinds them. The rebates are funded by President Biden's landmark climate law, the Inflation Reduction Act, which includes more than $8.5 billion in incentives for American households to decarbonize their lives and upgrade the energy efficiency efficiency of their homes. On NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Trump promised that on day one, he would immediately cancel the $7,500 tax credit toward the purchase of an electric vehicle that saves consumers money but erodes consumer demand for oil and gas.
So we're going to end the electric mandate immediately for the cars. It's ridiculous. We're going to be ending a lot of the environmental things that were ridiculous, that hurt our country very badly and didn't do anything for the environment. So we'll be doing, you know, standard things.
Oh, yeah, standard things. By the way, there is no EV mandate. But sure, government efficiency demands we pull back incentives that go to the American people so that we can have more money go to the billionaires, like Elon Musk. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, now including Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. You better get it.